This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
I was a pretty sickly kid. At 3.5 years of age, my appendix ruptured, and the doctor didn't figure it out for 14 days. I spent a lot of time around physicians and found medicine fascinating. But it wasn't until I was in college that I changed my major from pre-med to pre-vet. I realized that rather than taking care of males and females, adults and kids, and variations on the theme, I could be a veterinarian. I would be able to care for a zoo full of creatures. I could be a pediatrician to gerontologist, behaviorist to surgeon, and get kisses from puppies with sour milk breath. What could be better? You might know a tween or teen who's already made up their mind that veterinary medicine is a career path for them. Getting exposure to all that vet med can be is extremely helpful in the journey of dream to reality. But where can these youngsters get that experience? Dr. Chris Carpenter, the founder of Vet Set Go, is helping kids 6th to 8th grade discover the myriad of opportunities that veterinary medicine encompasses. Besides books, communities, and blogs, Vet Set Go is providing scholarships to 3 lucky kids so they can attend the upcoming week-long Auburn Junior Veterinary Camp. Vet Set Go is covering tuition, room, and board. Wow. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned. As you know, I love pets. I have 2 cats, and they have made my home their home. I just pay the mortgage. My bed, I got a bigger one. Why? Because the cats sleep on it. And yes, when you're sleeping with cats, you have to extricate yourself sometimes because you dare not move them. That is their space. That's all the stuff that I can live with. What I can't deal with is a messy litter box that stinks. So I use Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal. It clumps tight around the odor and destroys it for 7 days of an odor-free home. Guaranteed. I do recommend, however, that you scoop daily, but sometimes life gets in the way because I find an odor-free home is a happy home for me and my cats. Arm & Hammer, more power to you.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Dr. Carpenter, it's so nice to have you back on air again. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, that's it. Go. If the listeners don't remember listening to the last time you and I chatted, I think this is just such a marvelous organization that you've come up with. And I know that students are coming in to me all the time wanting to know about veterinary medicine. What have you found? What the kind of studies and surveys have shown about veterinary medicine as a career choice for this tween teen age group?
You know, it's so funny. Since the last time we talked, I've not only looked at the studies, but it's also I've been hands-on and going to a lot of camps and learned so much over the years. And what's so just amazing about our profession is it's driven by passion. We know that if you survey teens and tweens, most national surveys show that veterinary medicine is the number one or number two choice. Veterinary medicine is really popular, but where it gets really interesting and exciting to me, if you flip that on its head and survey practicing veterinarians, veterinarians who are out there in the clinics today, and ask them, when did you decide to become a veterinarian? The majority of us made our decision before we were 13 years of age. It's a calling. And I remember when I was 11 years old and I went up to my mom and I said, I am going to become a veterinarian. And I think that's what I really love about our profession. And that's why it's so enjoyable to go out to these camps and such, because these young ladies and young gentlemen are just so excited and so passionate about becoming veterinarians. It's really a thrill.
Well, I guess I'm kind of the exception to the rule. I knew I wanted medicine, but I didn't have a lot of exposure as a child to pets. So maybe that's where I kind of started having that leaning to human medicine. My eldest sister is 11 and a half years older than I am. And when I was 5 and a half, she met her now still husband, and he was a pre-med student. And I fell in love with him and medicine in general. And it was really kind of interesting, and it was enjoyable to be able to spin that from human medicine, as I was mentioning in the intro, to veterinary medicine, because I'm prejudiced. I think we get to do a lot more fun things than the MDs do.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And you know, you make another point in your story, is that I always say to aspiring vets, the difference between someone who becomes a vet and someone who doesn't is all of us love animals, but the ones who become veterinarians love science. And what I heard in your story is that love of science and medicine from the start. And that's also very important. And that's, I think, why I've tried to reach out to future veterinarians, because I want them to understand they've got to get out there and explore it, and they've got to start learning what the profession entails, because yes, it's the animals, and as you mentioned, it's puppy kisses in practice, but it's also, you've got to understand a lot of science.
And a lot of schooling. So with Vet Set Go, when and what made you start this organization? Because I can tell you're an educator at heart.
You know, it feels like I am. And I'll tell you what really had me thinking about it from the start is my experience. I remember raising my hand at 11 years old, and then I kind of looked around and said, okay, what next? How do I get animal experience? I mean, how do I get in and see a veterinarian? I remember, and this is really bad, but I remember wishing my dog would get sick so I could take it to my vet and go in and watch him. It was incredible. But what really started it is I started with videos, and the site was called something different, but I noticed my daughter, who was then, she's now 16, but she was six, and she had been given an iPad from her school and was moving around it like I could never. They call it Generation Z now, and they're just digital natives. She was so proficient at it, but what I noticed is she was watching a lot of videos, and I said, wow, her generation is going to be able to explore the world through video. And I started going out and on my own and with my own camcorder, and I learned editing software like Final Cut Pro. I would film veterinarians and put them on the website, because I thought, for those kids who are like me and couldn't get in the clinic, I'm going to show them through different videos what veterinarians do. And that's where I started. But as you know, it's gone a long way from there.
I think what you've done is just amazing, because yes, I will have a tween come into the practice and they want to shadow and they want to see what's going on. It's like, ooh, there's that liability, because sometimes pets get upset. They may scratch or bite or do whatever. And it's not always possible to have somebody shadowing you or there in the treatment area watching what's going on. So having videos, that's fabulous. And what other challenges are you seeing for these aspiring veterinarians to get experience?
You know, you've really, just from what you described, you've really explained it perfectly. I mean, what these, you raise your hand, you're younger, a large percentage of them, they're 9, 10, 11, 13, 14, and they want to go into a clinic. But it's quite a quandary, because the humane societies, the shelters, the veterinarians are all very nervous about having animals in, whether it's your practice where animals are sick and not feeling well and really may not act themselves, or in a shelter where they're lost or alone and probably a little scared. All of those environments, while great places for an older child, they really present some dangers, and thus getting that hands-on experience is really difficult. And that's what I really tried to help future veterinarians, whether it's, as you described, the videos, or helping them find places, because there are more and more opportunities, and we're going to talk about one of them in a moment, where future vets can get hands-on experience in a safe environment. And we know that volunteering is really important for a future vet to do.
With veterinary medicine, there are so many, and I am one, a companion animal veterinarian. But what so many people don't realize is the breadth of what veterinary medicine encompasses. So as I was saying, yes, I could be the pediatrician, the gerontologist, but right now with coronavirus being high on everyone's mind, this disease that's spreading throughout the world, 75% of emerging diseases are those that affect animals, and people. So I always say that the veterinarian is really on the front lines of protecting the health of humans, of animals, and our planet. And hopefully VetSetGo, if I remember correctly, VetSetGo does expose these children to what's available.
Yeah, you know, you just hit upon my favorite topic. My background is what they call non-traditional, meaning I did practice for 9 years, but then I went into all kinds of different. I was actually at one point working with a major pharmaceutical developing medical products and medical concepts for humans. And it was the most rewarding part of my life. And what I've realized is that veterinary medicine opens so many doors for you. And if you have an open mind, it can take you anywhere. I am so grateful for my profession. I love my veterinary degree. But what I'm very proud of is that I let it take me in places far beyond the clinic. And I think you've hit it. I work a lot with, in other areas, with zoonotic diseases, and veterinarians are on the forefront of helping us to control these diseases. They use the term One Health, and veterinarians are really helping humans stay protected from so many diseases. But back to your question, I try to highlight every type of veterinarian there is. Trust me, I'd love to do like 240 more videos because there's so many great veterinarians out there, but I don't have them all yet, but I'm working on it.
Good for you. I like that. And that experience is so important. I've had the privilege of being on some admission committees for veterinary schools. And one of the things that they look at so, so heavily is veterinary experience. What are you seeing with that, the importance of it?
You know what? It's so amazing. It's actually a confluence of two sides where, just like you said, I think the American Association of Veterinary Medical Colleges reported in their annual report last year that it was 2,000 hours of volunteer time that the average applicant had last year. There's truly is a different, there's a different generation of future veterinarians coming in, or aspiring pre-veterinary students coming in that weren't there when I promise you, I didn't have that many hours when I applied, but today's future veterinarians need to have it. And on the flip side, they all want it. And that's that perfect world where there's a lot of future veterinarians out there desiring to get hands-on experience, desiring to shadow veterinarians, and in turn, the colleges are asking for it. So it's definitely an important thing. And here's the thing, I believe in it because, again, this to me, when you volunteer, whether you, and a lot of the members of VetSetGo, when they can't first volunteer with animals, they start volunteering by raising money and then donating to a shelter, which I think is that perfect display of interest and compassion for animals before you can get that hands-on experience. But what I love about it is, to me, it demonstrates passion and love and desire to become a veterinarian. And I'm all for volunteering. But you're right, it's very hard to get into areas where you can volunteer. And that's where sort of VetSetGo has evolved. While I still do the videos, I've worked harder and harder to find those opportunities and to share them with future vets, because I want them to explore their dream.
Well, I'm speaking right now with Dr. Chris Carpenter, the founder of VetSetGo. And that's a nice little segue into this break we're going to take, because when we get back, we're going to be talking about what VetSetGo is right now sponsoring, a contest where tweens and teens can get some experience that they is just spectacular. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Carpenter, you had mentioned that you're really, it's so important for these tweens, teens, to get experience. And VetSetGo is giving three sponsorships to children to go to the Auburn Junior Veterinary Camp. Tell us about it, because, oh my goodness, reading about this, learning about it, it's like, I wish it was out there when I went. You know, it was my pre-vet days.
You are so funny. You were just like me. That's the first reaction I had, too. The first time I attended one of these was actually up in Prince Edward Island, the first camp I heard of, and saw this. And I saw what these future veterinarians were doing, gowning and gloving for surgery, doing physical exams on animals. And I was like, oh my gosh, why did they not have this when I was a kid? I know. That's exactly my reaction. But now that I've discovered it, and now that I know that there are other colleges, and Auburn definitely is one of them, and they have a phenomenal one, is I realized that it was great that I was doing videos, but I wanted to really help, truly help, at least a small number of future vets explore their dream and go to one of these, what I consider Disney World for a future veterinarian. They're amazing. And so Auburn College of Veterinary Medicine decided to partner with me, and we provide three scholarships for future veterinarians. And that includes the tuition, that's room, and that's board. We couldn't do travel for them, but we definitely pay for everything else. And I feel really proud that each year we send three students to this camp on us.
Who can enter the contest? What kind of qualifications do these children have to have?
And that's what I hope is exciting. First of all, I wish I could do this at every age level and for every future veterinarian, because I know they come at all different ages. But the one that I focused on initially has been for rising. That means students entering 6th, 7th, and 8th grade this fall. So those are the students that are eligible for this year's contest. And the great part about it is it's so easy to enter. All I ask them to do is tell me their story. That's my specific instructions. And what we're looking at, because we want them to tell us why do they love animals, what they've done to volunteer with animals, why they love science, how have they explored science. And here, and we purposely left it open because we want to hear from each individual future vet what they think is important, what's been important to them. And the stories have been fantastic. We also asked them to include a photo of themselves volunteering or with their favorite pet. And this is the most important thing, because of their age, they have to give all these things to their parents, and their parents have to enter for them. But it's an exciting opportunity that's really not based on anything else other than their ability to share who they are.
I mean, I can imagine right now parents are listening to this going, okay, we're going to have to stop this podcast, rewind, have my kids sit down, listen to this, because they've been bugging me for ages trying to get into the veterinarian, get some experience, and this is just wonderful. Now, I know it's going to be at Auburn. What kind of experiences? You mentioned that they get to gown up. They get to do physical exams. What do they see? What do they do there at Auburn, at this Auburn University Junior Veterinary Camp?
The reason I like these college camps, and Auburn is, again, one of the premier, is that they immerse the future veterinarians in the College of Veterinary Medicine. They start out in a lecture hall, and then they move throughout the small animal clinic and the large animal barns. So they're in the veterinary school. Every counselor they have is a veterinary student. And that's where I've sat. I've sat at lunches and listened to the junior high school aspiring vet ask questions of the students. And it's to me, those off times are probably the most rewarding times for those campers. But as far as the curriculum goes, they do everything. They do something about in pathology, where they look at how diseases affect animals. They look at parasitology. They learn about all the different types of bugs, if you will, that can infect different pets. It's truly a strong scientific side. But then there's the fun side. They bring in exotic animals and teach the campers how to handle exotic pets and some of the nuances and scientific anomalies of these small exotic animals. They also get to do physical exams on beagles. It's really a nonstop. Again, for a future veterinarian, it's like going to Disney World, because every day, I mean, one day you're out in the barn and the other day you're out at the Raptor Center looking at captured birds of prey that are rehabbing because they've been injured and they're going to be released in the environment. Just such a rewarding experience.
I want to go. It's not fair. It's just for kids.
No. I need to tell you, I enjoy every year when I go every summer, and I love watching it. It's just, and that's the other part, and I'm sorry to jump in, but I have to tell you, seeing, here's the thing that you'd appreciate. If you went to this, you would see yourself when you first wanted to be a vet. It's just, all of those feelings come back to you. You see these young, aspiring vets, you go, oh my gosh, that was me. And that's what's most rewarding, is I love seeing all that they do, but I love seeing the future of our profession, because I can tell you, if any of those kids make it in, and I believe they will, we are in great hands in the future.
I think it's wonderful. And I love the fact that you're asking them to tell their story. Since you've been doing this for a few years, are there any stories that really stand out in your mind that you remember and saying, yeah, that's the essence that I'm looking for?
You know, I will tell you, there are all kinds, and I'll just, you know, such a top-of-mind question, but I mean, the ones that really inspire me are the ones who, I don't know how to say it, are come with pure authenticity and are truly telling, and you can feel that from them. I had one girl telling me about how she went to her board and was so proud. She lived in the panhandle of Florida, and she presented to the committee so that they made a regulation to dim all the lights on the beach to help the sea turtles. I had one girl who told me she did a dog wash at her school on her own, started the thing on her own, and all the money she raised went to the local shelter. And there are so many of those stories. And that's what really inspires me, is someone who says, okay, I hit a wall, but I'm not going to let it stop me. We talked about that age barrier, and there are so many future vets, they hit the wall themselves and they can't go into a shelter, but they're like, well, I've had some make toys and then sell them and then give the money. It's just, or make baked goods. And so there's so many stories. There are so many future veterinarians who are already out volunteering who have rescued that individual animal. But the ones I really love to hear, to be honest with you, is the ones who have just helped their parents and taken over care of their family pet. I mean, to me, that shows a lot. They've learned. And when they can tell me what they've learned, I really value that. And I got to tell you, when we get together for the judging on this, there's a lot of discussions, because there's so many. And this is where it breaks my heart, because I can tell you, we get hundreds of entrants, and I wish I could send them all to all the camps. I mean, this is where it's so tough. I want VetSecco to grow and give out hundreds of thousands of these a year, because I know there's that many really deserving future vets out there.
So Auburn has a camp, and you said there are other camps also. I honestly am not aware. I believe that UC Davis has a group of children that come in, but I think it's an older group. So what are there some other camps that are out there for these
kids?
Yeah,
there's one at Mississippi State at the veterinary school. There's one in Purdue, what they call Boilermaker Camp. I mentioned Prince Edward Island up in Canada. And for those of you who think that's so far away, what an amazing place for a family vacation, just beautiful in the summer when they offer that. There's Texas A&M has one. When you really dig down, some of them promote and are out there promoting it, and some of them are a little quiet. If they don't have a camp, many vet schools have open houses, but I think camps are becoming more and more popular. I'd say there's about 7 schools now who are out there and have it. So definitely look at your local college, but then look nearby, because more and more schools have them. And I really think you're going to see more and more schools add them on, because they're great. And then the last thing I'll say is, on VetSecGo, we have an activity section where you can search your state, because there's now a lot of veterinarians who have started their own. There's one in North Carolina on a farm where a veterinarian started their own camp and each summer hosts students for the week. And her camp, in fact, is sleepover camp. So there's a lot of opportunities. You've got to search. And that's, if I can't send future veterinarians to camp, I hope I can at least help them find something, because I wish I would have had, I guess that's what I want VetSecGo to be, kind of like your best friend who tells you, gives you good ideas on where you can get experience. And if I do any of that, I'll feel happy about what we've accomplished.
VetSecGo is a great resource, and I love that. And especially you're saying, oh yes, Prince Edward Island is a good place, you know, for a family vacation. It's like, duh, Yeah. So one of the kids goes off to vet camp and the rest of the family is having a good old time. And we'll tell you what we did and you tell us what you did. And we'll meet up in the middle and continue on with our vacation. So that's a great way for the family to all do something together where they're separated by a little bit of time. Now, Vet Set Go, this contest is fabulous, but I know there's a time crunch. So what are the parameters? You said that the kids don't enter the contest themselves. They need to have their parents do it. What's a deadline? When do you announce the winners? What do they need to do? Where do they need to go?
Wow, great questions. And the good news is there's weeks still that are out there. And right now we are going to close the contest. We're taking all entries during almost the entire month of March. We'll go all the way to midnight on the 28th of March. So that gives us about 3 to 4 weeks for future veterinarians to sit down, put pen to paper, or if they will, sit at their laptops and type their note and pass it on to their moms and find that favorite photo. And then the parents go onto the website and enter. It's that easy. We have a page on there and they can do it all in one sitting. And I truly believe it takes about 5 minutes to enter all that information and do it. And I actually am positive of that because I've done it a few times myself. And then from there, we will go into, again, this is a different type of contest because we're not just reaching in a bowl and pulling out three winners. We're going to look at all of these applications with the board I have that's going to look at these entries. And I would say what we guarantee is that in May, we let people know. Sometimes we get ahead of the game and let people know in late April, but that's when we let everyone know about our decision. The camp's in July. Hopefully that gives every family two months to plan that trip. But I'd like to add one thing that you said that's really, I guess I need to put a big thank you out there, because one thing I have learned, what you described is just not uncommon, is that families supporting their future veterinarian's dream often plan a vacation around that future veterinarian, whether they're going by Auburn or whether they're taking them to one of the water parks in Disney so they can swim with dolphins, whether they're going to one of the zoos. I have to tell you, I never realized how much all of us should thank the mothers and fathers of future veterinarians, because I know my mom did a lot for me, and I see it every day that the parents are doing so much for these aspiring veterinarians, and we should put a big thank you to them, because I love the future vets they're sending to us. They're just fantastic.
They have made a major difference in all of our lives, and all those parents that have put up with, you brought what home, and you need me to buy what and do what. So yes, parents oftentimes will just swallow deep, realizing this is their children's passion, and help them. So Dr. Chris Carpenter, thank you again for being with this podcast today. We will have all this information on our website. So if people need to know about it, what is the website that they can go to, however?
VetSetGo.com.
Fabulous. Well, Dr. Chris Carpenter, thank you again. I'm looking forward to handing the reins over to one of your devotees as they go through Vet Set Go and realize that all that veterinary medicine can be. So this is Dr. Bernadine Cruz. You've been listening to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. Please tune in again next week. We'll give you more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner. Thanks for listening.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.